Chapter 6. Friends and Enemies. Jack.
In the middle of last summer, Mr. Tushman called my parents. I heard Mum talking to him. "What was that about?" I asked. "They have a new kid at school," Mum said. "He doesn't know the school and they want someone to help him." "Why me?" I asked. "Because you're a nice kid," said Mum. "And this boy has something wrong with his face." "No, I can't do it, Mum," I said. I knew it was a kid called August. I saw him sometimes in the street. He looked terrible. One day, I was with my 7-year-old brother, Jamie. We saw August and Jamie was very frightened. "Did Mr. Tushman ask any other kids?" I asked. "Yes, Julian and Charlotte. They said yes." "Julian?" I shouted. "He's a jerk. He'll be horrible to a kid like that." "Mum, I know this kid. He's called August and he looks terrible." Jamie came into the kitchen to get a drink. "Jamie," I said, "do you remember that kid we saw? His face frightened you." "Yes," said Jamie. "I shouted and ran away. He was so ugly." Jamie started to run about, holding his head and shouting. Mum didn't say anything. She just looked at me. "Okay," I said. "Call Mr. Tushman. I'll do it." Why did I agree? It wasn't because of Julian. There are always jerks. It was because of Jamie running about and shouting. Jamie's a nice kid. So if nice kids are cruel like that, August needs help. After the surprise the first few times you see it, August's face is okay. And he's a really nice kid. He's very funny and easy to talk to. He's smart, like Charlotte and Jimena, and he helps me with homework. They don't. At first, I was his friend because Mr. Tushman asked me. But now, I want us to be friends. But it was strange. One day, August and I were friends, and the next day, he wasn't talking to me. "August, are you angry with me?" I asked. He walked away. And it was hard because we sat together in most classes. Science was really difficult now. And he didn't help me anymore. One day, I asked Summer, "Is August angry with me?" She stared at me for a moment before she answered. "Halloween mask?" she said. I didn't understand. Then I remembered. The Halloween costumes in homeroom. I was talking to Julian. August was there and I didn't know it because of his mask. I suddenly felt very sick. Later that day in science, I sat next to August and we didn't speak. I wanted to, but what could I say? At the end of the class, Miss Rubin gave us our homework.
"You do this in groups of two," she said. "Charlotte and Jimena, August and Jack."
After class, Julian came to talk to me.
"Jack, do you want to work with me?" he asked. "You don't want to work with that freak." I hit him hard,
in the mouth.
The next day, Mum and I were in Mr. Tushman's office.
"Jack, this is very bad," he said. "We may ask you to leave the school. Why did you hit Julian?"
"I can't say," I replied.
"Jack, you must. I need to understand."
I didn't speak.
"Okay," said Mr. Tushman.
Was he smiling?
"It's Christmas vacation next week. You go home and write me a letter to explain. And write Julian a letter to say sorry. And I'll see you in the new year."
December the 18th. "Dear Mr. Tushman, I am very, very sorry for hitting Julian. I can't tell you why I hit him, but it was very wrong. I know that. I am writing a letter to Julian too. Yours, Jack Will." December the 18th. "Dear Julian, I am very sorry for hitting you. It was wrong of me. I hope your mouth is better soon. Yours, Jack Will."
December the 26th. "Dear Jack, thank you for your letter. It was wrong to hit Julian, but I think that I understand a little. Lawrence Tushman."
"Hi, August, it's Jack. I want to say sorry. You're angry with me, and I know why. I said something stupid. But it's not true. I don't think that. I'm sorry."
"I got your message. Did Summer tell you?"
"She said Halloween mask, and I guessed."
"Did you really hit Julian?"
"Yes, in the mouth."
"Why?"
"I don't know."
"Did he say something about me?"
"Julian's a jerk. I'm really sorry. Please, can we be friends again?"
"Okay."
"Great." I went back to school in January, and things were very strange. The first kid I met was Amos. Amos is not one of my friends, but he's always been friendly to me. I said hi, and he looked at me and walked away. Then I saw Henry and said hi, but he walked away. It was the same with Tristan.
"Have I got the plague now?" I thought.
The girls talked to me, so the problem was with the boys. Only the two Maxes and August talked to me. Then, at lunch, nobody sat with me. I went to the library and read a book. I found a note in my bag at the end of the day.
"Meet me in room 301 after school. Charlotte."
Charlotte was waiting for me.
"Jack, I feel bad," she said. "You need to know something, but don't tell anyone."
"Promise."
"Julian's parents had a huge party at Christmas. They invited 200 people, parents and kids. Julian talked to everyone and complained about you. You hit him because you have problems in the head, he thinks. And that's because you're friends with August. It makes things very difficult for you."
"What?" I said.
"And Julian's mum isn't happy with the school. It's not the right school for August, she says, because he has difficulties with learning. He must leave."
But August is fine, I said. He has no difficulties. You know that.
I know, she replied. And Julian talked to the boys. They won't talk to you.
That's okay, I said. They're not my friends.
Charlotte opened the door to room 301 and looked out. There was nobody outside, and she left quickly. The next day at lunch, I sat down at a table with Tristan and Pablo. They stood up and walked away.
Hi, Jack.
It was Summer. She and August were sitting at their table.
Sit with us, Jack, she said.
I told them about Julian's holiday party. He has turned the whole class against me. People don't talk to me. It's like I'm not there.
Welcome to my world, said August.
One evening, I was at August's house. We were playing video games. His sister, Via, came up to his bedroom.
August, I have a friend. I want you to meet him, she said.
The friend was a cool boy with glasses and long hair. He shook our hands.
This is Justin, said Via.
Cool room,
said Justin. He was carrying a long case.
Is that a machine gun? I asked.
Justin plays violin in a Zydeco band, said Via. That's music from Louisiana.
You should tell people that's a machine gun, said August. Are you Via's boyfriend?
Via smiled and pushed August's hat over his eyes. Via and Justin left the room. I looked at August and we laughed.